what's the relevance of Beater and coming into your powder now?
There's none. There is none. He fucked it off. He blew it. Lost everything the queen ever had. She's all she's got left is what she could hold on to. And she may have to mortgage Windsor Castle if Bob don't give her some money soon. He lost it. That's why they had to kill Kennedy. And that's why Lyndon Johnson had to bail their ass out when Margaret came to shake that moneymaker in the White House.
I can't think of any more questions.
Us either. That was our one and only answer, so you hit
the nail. What about the JFK assassination? What was he saying there? Did you understand what he said?
No, I didn't actually. Could you elaborate more on the JFK, why that caused the JFK
attack? Well, not elaborate. You were asked the words you heard. The elaborate just create more confusion for you. Go back to the words you heard and get it clarified. What did you hear?
So, Beater fucking it all up is what caused some chain of reaction of events that led up to the JFK assassination?
That's right. That's right. Had to do with Barry Goldwater. Ralph fucking Nader.
So you have to ask, what did it have to do?
What did it have to do with Barry Goldwater and Ralph Nader?
What was Peter Beater on this earth about? Gold. Do you agree?
Gold.
Do you agree? I mean, are you just pitching shit in the air, trying to see if shit will fly? I mean, you got to stay with us here. We're going to answer you questions. You got to stay in here now. Because shit can fly, but you got to throw it really hard. Okay, Peter Beater was all about the gold and handling the gold and handling the queen's gold and handling the gold of the monarchy. Because, see, the sun never sets on Her Majesty's realm. And that set gauge was what was sealing economies. See, this wasn't all about the oil thing then. It wasn't about all that. It wasn't about diamonds or appointed positions or things that could be found or positions, that were. It had to be based on something solid. And that's when the U.S. had to go to the gold standard to clean up this little bit of debauchery from the Federal Reserve. Well, you had this Catholic, for God's sake, in the White House trying to make a monarchy themselves with the fucking Bouviers, believe it or not, for Pete's sake. And then Ethel, poor Ethel running around. We don't know what she was doing. Rose giving her lobotomies and things getting messed up on every level way. Then what happens is you get yourself in a position where Beater, had he been successful, would have allowed Kennedy to be successful. It would have been a standard. It would have squashed all of Russia. See, that was a little bit before Brezhnev, if you recall. That was a little before all that, when they still had Tsar money in Russia back in those days. It was a small cannon, if you know what that means. Now, once that happens, then you get to see or note that because Peter messed it up, then Kennedy messed it up, so he had to go. Became a chain of events.
And Princess
and
Margaret,
the queen,
Princess Margaret brought the message over, Darius.
Yep.
To LBJ.
Yep. And then
so LaRouche is right again
for a shitload of money, and he gave her a shitload of money because she did nasty things with Lyndon Johnson. But his pants weren't like everybody else's. His had ballroom in it.
I almost didn't catch that last statement.
But you caught it. You did.
Yeah, it's always pitching or catching. See, we were trying to get your erection going, weren't we?
Yeah.
Good.
Gee, Darius, you came in here feeble-minded and everything, and you evoked one of the biggest secrets of the 20th century. Then you don't even
that's
know.
That's three. That's three.
Yeah.
Boy, you're going to play hell this weekend trying to keep up, boss.
So, you see, Princess Margaret, LaRouche says Kennedy was killed by British intelligence.
Well, yeah, indirectly. Well, if they weren't very smart, if it was British intelligence, they weren't very smart, Bob.
Well, that was his code for the Queen.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. He had a bad day.
Did the Queen pretend not to know what was going on with Margaret?
No comment. You.
Yeah. Yeah.
You.
See, that's dangerous. That's dangerous stuff there.
You.
You. You know why he say you, Darren?
You.
That's what the princess would say to the queen when they were young girls. They couldn't say their names, their official names. They go, you did this. You aren't doing that.
Hey, so you. No, hey, you. Hey, you.
Hey, you.
You.
That's how they had to talk to each other. Do they show that in the Crown TV show, Ion?
Yeah, it's pretty good. There's 100 different versions of that, Bob. They've been talking about that for 1,000 years, for Pete's sake. So, yeah.
Yeah, but in the series, The Crown, do they show Princess Margaret saying, hey, you, to Queen Elizabeth or Princess Elizabeth?
Yes.
When they were young?
Yes. When she tried to, well, that and when they were older, too, Margaret tried to commit suicide because she was messed up and her little lover gave up on her and getting a divorcing problem and yada, 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 sleeping around, you know, that whore of Babylon stuff. And she tried to kill herself, and that guy, the queen didn't give a fuck. Live, die, do what you do, you know. Poor planning on your part, Margaret. It's not going to cause an emergency on mine. We're going to be all right. But if you make it, you make it. We'll see how it goes. But it's damn sure up to you. But anyway, even up to that point, it was walking in to make sure she's alive. And you, then becomes you.
Okay, thank you very much, Darius. Excellent evocation.
You're doing better. Now go rub one out right quick. You got it good and ready to go. Don't waste it.
All right, I'm going to check it.
Okay, bye.